This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And we're back with another episode of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. It's Gerald Glasser coming right back at you here from the Lakers Fast Break Pop Culture Cosmos, where we cover the latest news and trends in pop culture each and every week, twice a week, wherever you get your podcasts, but also as well inside sports, fantasy football. Hopefully we'll be able to bring out an episode this week on all the free agent movement and how it affects your fantasy football team right there at Inside Sports. Fantasy football. Of course, also as well, Joe Soro. I'm not sure if he's going to make it in. Yeah, I messaged him and he said he's feeling a little bit sleepy, poor boy. He's a little sleepy today. So he said he might not be able to make it, but that's the case. You can still catch him as Ox1947 at LakersBall.com and, of course, support his company if you're in the Southern California area. Simblades. Simblades with a Y.com. And don't forget, Friday night, Lakers nightcap with Joe Soro as well. Yes, I know, sports baby. Oh, poor thing. He's so tired. Well, you know, he only sleeps like 4 or 5 hours a day. He does a spin class. Works hard all day on his job at Simblades. Simblades with the Y.com and the company that he owns. So I can't say I blame him. He can give him a break every now and then. Plus also as well, go ahead and check out our good friends, the Lakerholics crew of Laker Tom and Jamie Sweet. Always good to see them up and about talking about the Lakers, whether it's good or bad. Go ahead and check out what they're doing at Lakerholics.com. Our good friend John Costa, he will be on the air on this channel tomorrow at 2:30. If you've on YouTube or on Facebook, you already see it scheduled right there. 2:30 p.m. is what he told me to schedule for. Clutch Talk Live and also Lakers Corner. A little bit of sampling of each because he does that on both of his channels. So everywhere you get your podcasts. Sports Baby says, Gerald, do you have a guy membership? Do you guy have membership like other channels? Oh, do we have a membership program like other channels? Sports Baby, we have pondered that now for quite some time. And we've been thinking about it as far as like, so we wanted to go ahead and bring roll out something probably around 5,000 subscribers. We're right now at 1,500. So we're hoping that at some point in time we can do something special for those that want more Joe or more exclusive this, or maybe a little bit more Joe as far as raw, uncut Joe. Want to go ahead and hear more of his thoughts in a more explicit fashion. So maybe we'll do stuff like that, plus other neat things that we've talked about and come up with. So yeah, definitely want to do something down the road for as far as either on Patreon, YouTube membership, or also as well on Spotify, because Spotify has its own membership as well. So definitely looking forward to doing something like that. Whether we do it at 10,000, 5,000, or 2,000 subscribers, we're still trying to go back and forth on that to see what we can go ahead and come up with. But JSJ, Sports Baby, great to have you here. Don't forget our good friends, John McKinley and Lakers in 5, and of course also as well, Daniel Berry Sports Highlights, yo! Also, go ahead and make sure you support these great channels that I've talked about. And, of course, support us here by liking, sharing, subscribing, and following us here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. It is the Lakers Fast Break. It is Gerald Glassford. I just wanted to give you guys, because I said somebody would be here on this channel today. And today, it was me. So I wanted to go ahead and make sure everybody knows out there that Cam Reddish, upon practice with the Los Angeles Lakers today at the UCLA Health Center in El Segundo, it was noted that he was a part of practice and is gearing up for return on Friday. Coach Ham said in an interview today that, of course, Cam Reddish will be back on Friday. So that's another body to throw out there into the fire against the 76ers on Friday. He also noted that at this point in time, Gabe Vincent and Jared Vanderbilt are still in individual workouts. They have not yet gone 5-on-5 as far as full contact at this time. They're still, according to him, doing individual workouts. That was earlier today. So hopefully we can get those guys back on the court real soon as well as far as in an NBA game. Looking forward to seeing if they can still provide something with those two to get us back in the groove as far as a little bit better bench play and get that going forward as well. And everybody knows the unfortunate news for Christian Wood, who had arthroscopic knee surgery earlier this week. And he's going to be pretty much out of the lineup for the rest of the season. I don't expect him back unless the Lakers really have an extended run in the playoffs. And as we know, and as we've heard, and as you've listened to us here on the show, we do not think an extended run for the Lakers is in the offering. And I'm hoping we'll be proven wrong. I'm hoping we'll be proven wrong so that we'll go ahead and make sure that we can get, of course, Christian Wood back. But Christian Wood does have an option, a $3 million option this summer that he can pick up. And my guess is with the knee troubles and the underwhelming play that he had during the season, that he will probably pick that up. Whether or not the Lakers decide to go ahead and trade him, we'll see. We'll see what happens from there. Adam Hurley said, yay, another subscriber. Truly appreciate. Thank you very much for subscribing. Cannot thank you enough for looking towards to getting close to 1,500 subscribers. We're on the way there, and we're looking forward to getting beyond that right here at the Lakers Fast Break. But I did want to give you guys a little bit of an update on exactly the health status of some of the players on the team. AD, as you know, he came back after the eye injury and looks to, and appears to be okay, and the 3 days off, which is great now. I certainly wish, as I said before, I wish one of those days or two of those days may have been would have been allotted to the Lakers on this upcoming road trip, as they only have 3 days off combined the entire road trip. So I'm highly concerned about that. I know there's a lot of Eastern Conference non-heavyweights in the offering as far as this road trip is concerned, but A, the Lakers are the worst team amongst the playoff teams or play-in teams in the Western Conference on the road, and B, you've got not one, but as Joe has mentioned, two back-to-backs as well, so that's highly concerning to me as far as what that's coming up with, and very few days off. It's going to be an end of the season that will be memorable, to say the least. Lakers 60, 1973, what's up? Great to have you here. Cannot thank you enough for participating. Can't thank you enough for stopping by. It is the Lakers Fast Break. I do want to mention, as far as the Lakers are concerned, the Lakers, again, are still in ninth place in the Western Conference. 3 days off. Hopefully they will get enough rest that they need to go ahead and take on and beat the 76ers, who played earlier this evening. So they will have a day off in between their game as well. The 76ers did lose to the Phoenix Suns after taking an early lead today, 115-102. So hopefully the Lakers will be able to get the Joel Embiid-less 76ers on Friday. So definitely looking forward to seeing what we could do there in one of our final home games of the season. Earlier tonight, the Clippers, 116-103 over the Trail Blazers. Warriors actually did vault over the Lakers. I do want to go ahead and correct myself. 137-116 over the Memphis Grizzlies. Thunder, 119-107. Kings, 123-89. And the Celtics beat the Bucks, 122-119. So where does that leave the Lakers officially right now? Go ahead and explain it one last time because I contradicted myself. The Lakers, actually, as of right now, are 37-32. They are ninth place in the Western Conference. The Golden State Warriors did win, but they vaulted them to 36-32, on the season. They still need one more game to match the Lakers as far as their record is concerned. So they are just 0.7% behind the Lakers, a half game behind the Lakers in the Western Conference. So we'll see what happens there. The big number, I guess, as far as avoiding the Houston Rockets, they're all, both of them are three games in front on the loss column ahead of the Houston Rockets. And with 13 games left, it's getting less and less likely that Houston will pass up the Los Angeles Lakers, even though Los Angeles Lakers are going on the road trip. So we'll see what happens there. But yes, again, Cam Reddish is going to play. He's going to play on Friday. So definitely see what he can give to us on the defensive end and any kind of offense whatsoever. Thank you so much, Intel Wild. Truly appreciate you stopping by and dropping the super chat. Anytime you guys drop the super chat, it does go to help keeping this channel up and running, and also for anything that we can go ahead and do to make this channel even better and more appropriate for you as well. Kurt Affair, what's up? Greetings and salutations as well, my friend. It is the Lakers Fast Break. It is Gerald Glassford. So as I promised, somebody would be on this channel today. Don't forget tomorrow, 2:30 p.m., it is John Costa with Clutch Talk and Lakers Corner. So he said he would be on there. Yes, Bloodhound, is it another 3 a.m. game for the Dodgers and Padres? They've been making news, the Dodgers have, for altogether other reasons. So I've been interested in reading the news in regards to Shohei Ohtani's interpreter stealing upwards of, what, $4.5 million to cover some bets with a Southern California bookie. That was very interesting to hear that. So his job status with Shohei Ohtani is terminated. The longtime interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, even going back to his days with the Angels since he got here, I believe in 2017. Yeah, he is definitely not working for him anymore. So it looks like it's a issue the authorities will handle there. There was also an issue in the NBA with a Minnesota Timberwolves employee cited for stealing some documents there. And that doesn't even include the drama, whether, you know, in regards to Alex Rodriguez and his fellow partner. They lost the general funding for their impending purchase of the Minnesota Timberwolves. So looking kind of scary there. But according to the sources in recent moments here, they've said that there will be other financing to help out Alex Rodriguez and be able to head up a ownership group for the Minnesota Timberwolves after all. So interesting things that are going on there. Yeah. The Bloodhound says Ohtani's interpreter hanging out with Bruno Mars. That way, hanging out with the bookies from what I'm hearing, betting on of course, he's betting only on NFL, NBA, other things. Certainly not betting on Major League Baseball. No, no, no. But you and I both know better. That's probably not the case. Probably not the case. But we'll see. You know, we'll, obviously, the facts will come out entirely. But yeah, $4.5 million seem to be pilfered by this interpreter for the usage of paying some, bad bets gone by. Bad beats, as they say here in Vegas. So definitely looking forward to seeing what is going to transpire on that. He bet big on WWE wrestling. Did he really, Bloodhound? Oh, my God. If he did, because it is something you can bet on in certain circles. You can bet on WWE wrestling, but once you are knowledgeable about WWE wrestling, WWE wrestling is not hard to bet on. And I'll just leave it at that. Good. I was going to say, Bloodhound, because you can bet on WWE wrestling. You can. There are certain circles where people can put money on WWE wrestling. You can put money on anything these days. You know, people put props and exactas on a whole bunch of things. So, Kurt Affair said Ohtani's interpreter bet on the Washington Generals. Yeah, what to lose by 100? Yeah, or under. So yes, that might have been the spread there. But it is the Lakers Fast Break. Do want to mention again, Cam Reddish is coming back on Friday. Yeah, Bloodhound says they were due. Cam Reddish is coming back to the court on Friday. He will be in the lineup as far as in the rotation on Friday night against the 76ers. Gabe Vincent and also as well Jared Vanderbilt are still doing, at this time, individual workouts. Those were the exact words of what Darvin Ham said earlier today. Intel Wild says another super chat, which is again greatly appreciated. Did anyone see James Harden trying to block Kawhi shooting a three? Yeah, I did see it. I know that it was funny. It was very funny. So, yes, Sports Baby. Yes, the movie Roadhouse does come out today. So, Three Body Problem also comes out on Netflix. I do want to mention, though, for those interested in pop culture, they might want to go ahead and check out FX and Hulu or Disney Plus, I believe, also as well. If you watch the remake of Shogun, Shogun 5 episodes in, highly recommend that as well if you get a chance to watch that. But Intel, yeah, I did see James Harden trying to block Kawhi shooting a three. That's crazy. That's crazy. So, but I did want to give everybody a quick update on what's going on as far as the Lakers. Don't forget tomorrow. It is John Costa. John Costa will be here 2:30 p.m. Pacific time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. Yes, three guard problem is on. Yes, it is definitely on Sportsnet as far as the Lakers are concerned. And when Gabe comes back, it could be a four.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse. So you had watched The Tomorrow War before The Matrix?
Yes.
If you forced me down, I was tied into a chair and I had to watch one thing, I would say The Matrix Resurrections.
Really? Funny.
Yeah, because of all the cutscenes, I could remember what a good movie was like.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Yes, that's the only reason for the flashbacks, to remind you what a good Matrix movie was. That's the Pop Culture Cosmo Show.
And the PCC Multiverse.
Catch our shows on Worldwide Radio 7 days a week and wherever you get your podcasts. Kurt Affair says the Lakers have a three-body problem with Vando, Gabe, and Wood. Everybody forgets Castleton, too, with a broken wrist. So he, unfortunately, didn't get a chance to go ahead and show his wares and see how he was developing, which was a shame. So, JSJ said Rockets are catching up. I am going to say this. I'm going to put myself on the limb, JSJ. I'm going to say the Lakers and the Warriors are both safe. Three games behind in the loss column with 13 games to play. That's a tall order. And I know that they've been playing well, 8 out of their last 10. They, again, as Joe said yesterday, they would have to go on another 8-2 winning streak and be able to absolutely, and play out. Yes, Şengün is hurt, but they have been playing well without Alperen Şengün. Thompson, the rookie, has been playing absolutely unreal in the past 3 weeks. Cam Whitmore has also been, Joe and I favorite. He has been out of the lineup as well. It has been Amen Thompson, who has done an amazing job, and also, absolutely just done an amazing job of coming into the starting lineup, because he was coming off the bench with Cam Whitmore as well. But Jalen Green has been playing unreal. So hopefully you've had him on your fantasy team, because he's closing out the season strong as well. JSJ, Cam Whitmore he's actually been hurt. JSJ. So he, a past couple games, so he has not been playing, which is without Şengün and without Whitmore the past couple games, it's been very interesting to see how well they've developed without those guys in the lineup. So definitely looking forward to seeing what's going to happen the rest of the season. But yeah, three games behind in the loss column with 13 to play. I just think that's too much. I just think that's out too much. Yeah, Cam is out 3 weeks. He's out 3 weeks. So I think it's three games and 13 games. That's just too much to ask. But I do want to say it's the Lakers coming up on Friday as well. Don't forget, it is the Lakers and the Sixers coming from the Crypt, one of the final home games of the season for the Los Angeles Lakers. And make sure you catch our coverage all night long on Friday night. Plus also as well tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. Pacific, 5:30 p.m. Eastern for Clutch Talk with John Costa and also as well Lakers Corner. So he'll be talking about, you know, he'll be talking about D'Angelo Russell, LeBron James, and also as well Anthony Davis, because he is the president of the D'Angelo Russell fan club, and happy for him. Stone Hansen sent a message to me, sent word to me today that he's just getting everything down to schedule, and hopefully he'll be on a little bit more often in the near future, and I was very pleased to hear that. So again, I know he's moved over to Memphis in that area, Nashville in that area, so he's looking forward to building a new life there and being able to go ahead and provide us his unique commentary as only he can on a more often basis here in the coming days or weeks. So definitely looking forward to that as well. So it is the Lakers Fast Break. It is Gerald Glassford. Stone, indeed, Intel. We love Stone here. He's been incredible. Great part of what he's doing. But before we head on out, thought I'd go ahead and ask you guys, since I've been plugging all week long and we have one day left before the tourney starts here, actually just a few hours left before we start the tournament challenge. All right. So I'm asking you guys right now, as I bring it on the screen, for your help in helping me decide my brackets for this year. Because I've told you for the past few days that my brackets, with all my insight, and even when I was really studying college basketball for the draft, you know, in 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, I was really studying college basketball because I wanted to know better the draft. I was still absolutely just bombing my picks by the first weekend in the NCAA tournament. So I will ask you this. I will see your help, and we will go ahead on this. I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love to see your picks, because we'll go with that. We'll see what we can do as far as, you know, talking about who might go all the way. And if you want to join me and make out your own brackets, we're in the Lakers Fast Break podcast group on ESPN's March Madness Tournament, which is called ESPN's Tournament Challenge. We're in the Lakers Fast Break group. Got a few people there, and I'll tell you what, if we go over 20 entrants, I will throw in, again, for a winner, a t-shirt or hat, their choice, Lakers Fast Break. San Diego State is the only California team. I think so, JSJ, but I'm going to go ahead through the entire roster. We'll go ahead from there. UConn, I'm going to say right now, UConn, for me, they are the prohibitive favorite here in Vegas. And I'm leaning strongly towards them because they are the prohibitive favorite, but they've got a lot of good players on that team and they've got very few weaknesses. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with UConn, the Florida Atlantic and Northwestern. How about the upset for Northwestern on that one? Anybody else? Like Eric Kwan says, Long Beach State. Intel says, I have no dog in the March Madness fight. No worries. But again, I'm just going ahead and picking the long shots here, picking as far as anything. When I'm making my picks, it seems like it's, even if I pick chalk, it still seems like it's going to be an issue. So I'm going to go with Houston over Longwood. I'm going to go with the upset here again, 2-9-8s, Texas A&M over Nebraska and Northwestern over Florida Atlantic. That's going to be on the East and the South right there in those brackets there. I'm going to go as far as San Diego State and UAB. Should I go in those 5-12 games, which you know are tough? Should I go? Kurt, thank you for doing so. You submitted your bracket earlier today. Kurt, did you go and lean on those? Because you know those 12-5 games are really tough. Do you know if you went UAB or San Diego State? Because I went, I'm feeling UAB for some reason. I know San Diego State really plays a slowdown game, but I'm feeling UAB a little bit. So I know that one of those 12-5s, exactly, Eric, the 4-13s and the 5-12s are rough because statistically they've been a problem as far as the upsets are concerned. So I'm going to go with UAB The other 5-12 in the South, I'm going to go with Wisconsin over James Madison. As far as the Vermont and Duke, I know that looks like an upset, but I am going to go with Duke. I think Filipowski is going to be killing the Vermont on the inside. Auburn and Yale. This might be a tough one, Eric. Yeah. Frank says, I joined the group and I think I randomly picked Kansas. The only thing that would have been a good one, Frank, but remember their leading score, Kansas's leading score. And I don't think he was the leading score in the country, but Kansas leading score, or he might've been the leading score in the country, but he is out for the entire March Madness. Just want to let you know, if you didn't hear that already, UAB, but I wouldn't be surprised. Ooh. Okay. So I'm going to pick, that's my upset right there. I'm going to go with Auburn, UAB versus Auburn. Go look at that for the Alabama gang there as far as that matchup is concerned. When you go 6-11 and 3-14, I like Kentucky. They've got two lottery picks coming off the bench in Kentucky, so I really want to say Kentucky in that. And I'm going to go ahead and stay with the ACC and NC State over Texas Tech in another upset there. BYU and Duquesne. BYU has had a really strong year. That one's a hard. I'm going to go have BYU and Illinois and Morehead State. I might live to regret this one. There's got to be an upset somewhere, but I'm going to say the Illini. I just don't have enough faith in Morehead State, and I might be proven wrong on that one. So we'll see. Frank says no, but you know what? You can't go wrong with Bill Self. He has always found a way to get his team to go far in the tournament. So definitely looking forward to seeing what he can do there. But moving on to what we're going to see here in the final year until the Pac-12 reforms someday down the road, I have a feeling, and I'm going to say this right here, the Pac-12 will probably reform in some form or fashion, because all those schools will get tired of being fodder in those other, conferences. Like, for instance, USC and UCLA, they will be afterthoughts in the Big Ten. And I really have a feeling that they'll come crawling back to reform the Pac-12 once again. But I'm going to go with Washington State and Iowa State and South Dakota State. My gosh. Or should I go with Drake? Ooh, that's a tough one. I am picking Colorado over Florida. I have seen Colorado in action, and I do know that they have some talent on that team. So I am picking him over Florida. And Western Kentucky and Marquette. That's going to be, if any team is going to upset, it's going to be there, but I can't pick 2-15s there's got to be some somewhere, but it is what it is. It is, of course, the Lakers Fast Break. I'm doing my brackets right now. If you want to join us, make your own bracket. It's ESPN's tournament challenge. Go ahead to type in for group Lakers Fast Break podcast. It's right there. Lakers Fast Break. It's right there. We're already in it. And if I get over 20 people, I've moved it around 25 to 20. If I get over 20 people in there, as far as entries are concerned, I will make sure that they get their choice, a hat or a shirt, LFB hat or shirt for the winner on that one. So Kurt Affair says, everyone, please submit your bracket to the group Lakers Fast Break on ESPN. It'd be great if you did. A lot of fun to see if, you know what, worst comes to worst, if you get it all right or get close to it, you could be for the big prize, because they've got the big prize if you want to enter into that as well, as far as for all the money on that. And you could just be a part of that as well. I shouldn't say big money, because, Otani's interpreter just tried to bet on some big money, but we'll go from there. I'm going to go down here. I'm going to enter the sweepstakes right there. Chance to win $5,000 gift card. Chance to win $30,000. That would be great for the channel. Absolutely. Again, what are they going to do? Flood my email? It all goes to spam anyways. Delete. All right. Heading on to the West. North Carolina. Absolutely. Purdue. I like Zach Edey. He's gotten lighter. He's gotten a little quicker on defense. I think he can play in the league, in the NBA. I'm not 100% saying it, but I think he can play in the league. And I think he's obviously been the player of the year in college basketball. So I definitely think that they've got at least an easy victory over Grambling. TCU and Utah State, I'm picking the 9 again on there. Actually, you know what? I'm picking Utah State. I'm thinking Utah State and Michigan State. One of those is going to be an upset. See right there. Zach LaVine will bring us to the promised land. Oh, that only unless they give us a good trade, Kurt. Only unless they give us a good trade. Kier says, if I was the Lakers this offseason, I would make a huge splash by trading Austin, Rui, and Gabe for Zach LaVine, Nikola Vucevic, and 3 first-round picks. The only thing I would love to say is, Kiers, you know those guys, well, with LeBron and AD added in there, that would probably put them over the second apron. That's all they could do, Kiers, because all their picks would be gone, and they'd be in the second apron. So that would be, if you get that team, if you get that trade, that's it. That's your team. You're not going to be able to build much more because you'll be in the second apron and you'll have to go ahead and live with the ramifications from there. So if you want to bet on that and say that's your team, that's great. But your viability to build any depth off that, as you're seeing with Phoenix right now, is going to be severely limited. But, you know, I like your spirit. I like your spirit on that. But, man, 3 first-round picks for that. And remember, they're a below 500 team with those players. I'm just saying. It's a bold move, Kiers. It's a bold move. I like it. I like the ingenuity, but that's a bold move. I can't say I would do the trade, but it's, you know, bold move for you. And I got to give you credit on that. It is the Lakers Fast Break. Where are we at on here? It is going to be St. Mary's over Grand Canyon. I always get still ads from Grand Canyon as far as trying to come up, you know, because I actually went I went back to college last decade. So one of the places that tried to reach out to me is my Grand Canyon. And also they tried to reach out to my daughter as well as far as getting her to sign up. But she's going to UNLV in the fall. I'm very proud of her. So Alabama and College of Charleston, I'm going to stick with Alabama on that. New Mexico over Clemson. It's the first time in a while. New Mexico's been back in the tournament, so I'm going to go there. Baylor over Colgate. Akron and Creighton. I know Creighton has played strong this year, but Akron, that could be an upset. That's going to be a tough one. Oregon and South Carolina. South Carolina men is not as strong as the women by far because South Carolina women are undefeated. So I'm going to go with Oregon on that one. Kansas and Stanford. Frank picked Kansas. I'm going to go ahead and agree with Frank on that. And Gonzaga and McNeese. Now, Gonzaga is not as good as in normal years for Gonzaga. So you got to remember that. But I still think they sneak by McNeese. And we'll see from there. Creighton and Akron, that's a tough one. I'm going to stick with chalk on that. When in doubt, stick with chalk on that. But keep D'Lo, Cam, Prince, and Max too, though. Yeah, I mean, Kiers, though, if you do that, you're in the second apron, so you're literally hamstrung after that. You might as well, that's all you could do is pretty much sign D'Lo, sign the guys that were on your team. Because you won't be able to go out and trade, get buyout guys. All that ability goes away because you'll be in the second apron for sure after that. Thank you so much again, Intel. Gerald, $10 for chocolate milk. Actually, you know what? I might have a chocolate milk shock. Absolutely. Hold on a second. I've got one on the way. I got one on the way for you. Because you asked for an Intel, I have... My daughter flowed me one from her school. I'm able to stop by and get the big old gallon. So I'm going to go ahead and grab it there. So she's going to throw it to me now. Thank you so much to my wonderful daughter heading to UNLV in the fall. So definitely looking forward to that. So I'm going to, for you, Intel, since you dropped $10, I'm going to go ahead. And since you're going through withdrawals without Joe being here, who's Mr. Sleepy Joe. He's sleeping right now. We're going to go ahead and cheers. Milk shot for you, my friend. Chocolate milk shot for you. Bloodhound says he has Houston winning it all. That's not out of the realm of possibility. They have played really well. The only thing that bothers me is that Kelvin Sampson, who's done a sensational job at Houston, he is like always his agent or him, either his design or his agent's design has put him out there for like every pro job of the past, 5 years he's been mentioned on every pro job. So yeah, it's kind of, you know, not liking that stability, but he is, you know, no one can, you know, dissuade from his wonderful job he's done so far. So Intel Wild says Sleepy Joe has a nice ring to it. Yeah, probably got to be up early to watch the Dodgers. It was dope this AM. You know what? All credit to the Dodgers that they won their first game. I'm curious, Dante, with the controversy, the fact that he had to fire his interpreter over the $4.5 million that was stolen as his funds. And if you don't know what I mean, go check out ESPN. They're running a column right now on it as far as how Ohtani's interpreter for covering bets with a Southern California bookie has stole $4.5 million from Ohtani. I guess the authorities are getting involved. Yeah, it's getting pretty kind of ugly. So yeah, definitely look into that. I wonder how Ohtani's game will be affected. He hit the single, got it to RBI in his first game with the Dodgers. So definitely got off to a good start. Colbert says, I'm probably going to watch the boys before going to bed because, you know, watching the boys is, you know, that, you know, so great to go before you go to bed. Cool, bro. You're crazy, man. Cool. You're crazy. Invincible, I guess, is again, I've watched the first couple of episodes of season two as far as this part of the season that they bracketed off. So yeah, definitely looking forward to finishing out Invincible. But Shogun, for people out there, if you want to go check out a good show, Shogun. Been watching the first 5 episodes. Yes. Intel Wild. Yes, his interpreter. In fact, you know what? Let me pop it in there, the story right now for everyone out there. It is, again, Ohtani's interpreter was his interpreter since the Angels. So this is like 2017. Going back to that, he was terminated over bets that he used Ohtani's bank account to pay and cover. And if you want to take a look at it, it's right there. It's about $4.5 million involved. I guess the authorities are now into it. So definitely very troubling right there for you. So yeah, definitely take a look at that. But Intel Wild says, cool, bro. Don't ever get hot, bro. That's funny. Watch Dr. Sleep sequel to The Shining. It's mixed reviews on that, Bloodhound. It all depends. I really liked Ian McGregor in that film. That's the best part about that film for me. But it is the Lakers fast break. I want to go ahead and finish out some more of my bracket here while we go ahead and keep on talking to you right here and finish this out. Arizona has had a solid season, final time of the Pac-12 for now. Nevada, I am going to go with the Wolfpack, even though this part of Nevada really doesn't like the northern part of Nevada. It's their rival, the Wolfpack. I do think that Nevada will beat Dayton in the first round and upset them. I'm also picking Colorado State in the 10-7 game there. And Tennessee has had a really solid season. Watch out for them as a sneaky Final Four pick. I'm going to put it right there for you. In fact, I'm going to put Tennessee right there. I'm going to move Arizona up into the Sweet 16, actually the Elite 8. I think that is the Elite 8. Yeah. No, it's the I'm in the Sweet 16 right now. Sweet 16 of New Mexico and Baylor. I am going to go with Baylor. I'm going to go with chalk on that. Oregon and Creighton. I am going to go for the upset with Oregon and see how that goes from there. That's Oregon and Tennessee. That's probably my biggest upset is Oregon right there, to see how far they go. As far as that's concerned, that's my long shot team. That's as far as it's going for me on that one. Alabama and St. Mary's. I'm going to go with St. Mary's on that one. St. Mary's has played well all season in the conference that's usually dominated by Gonzaga. Actually, St. Mary's has played better overall this season. So definitely looking forward to seeing what St. Mary's can do. Also, as well, we're going to go ahead Kansas, Gonzaga. I do think, again, this is a down year for Gonzaga, and Kansas has lost their leading scorer, but I am going to say Bill Self is going to work some magic and put in Kansas on there, although I wouldn't be surprised because they don't have their leading scorer to go ahead and get Gonzaga on that. We're going to go for there as far as get it to the Elite Eight, And I'm going to say Baylor and Arizona. I'm going to go with, let's go with Arizona on that. And Tennessee, I'm going to go with chalk on there. And as far as facing off against them, let's go with, North Carolina. I'm going to put North Carolina there. Purdue there. I'm going to go with chalk. Purdue over Kansas. Do I go for the upset with St. Mary's? Or do I go with the upset with North Carolina? Do I go with chalk and North Carolina? I'm going to go, you know what? I've got to pick an upset somewhere. I'm going to go with St. Mary's. Going to go for St. Mary's in my final eight right there. Before I get to my final four picks, I'm going to go ahead up here. Go UConn and Northwestern. UConn, UAB and Auburn. I'm going to go with Auburn. UAB, no. Gonzaga, I have gone the first round. And Bloodhound, I would say that's not out of the realm of possibility because this is a weak year for Gonzaga. I agree with you on that, Bloodhound. I don't want to have them going much farther as far as that's concerned. Duke, I want to put Duke in there. I think Duke has been pretty good. Houston, I agree that Houston should be going a long way. So I'm going to go with Houston and I'm going to go with UConn up there. I'm going to put them in my final four most likely. We'll see what happens. BYU and Illinois. I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to go with BYU versus Iowa State. I'm going to go with Iowa State. And Iowa State has looked strong at times. Marquette and Colorado. Colorado has some NBA talent on that team, but I am going to go with Marquette and Kentucky. I am going to go with probably Kentucky against Houston. And I'm going to go with Iowa State and UConn as far as my final eight. So I think I got that there. What do I do next? As far as St. Mary's and Arizona, I am going to go with Arizona. I'm going to go with Purdue and Tennessee. That's a good question. I'm going to go with the upset and I'm going to go with Tennessee. Arizona, I'm going to go with UConn and Houston in my final four. I don't know how you guys think about that, trying to keep it straight. But Dante says, I haven't heard about that in ages. Michael Crichton wrote that role for Sean Connery. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yes, I do remember Rising Sun. Yes, very underrated movie, Dante. Good call. I remember that movie. That was very enjoyable. Very underrated movie, but it has not aged well. It's got a look that has dated itself, and I'll just leave it at that, in my opinion. Kier says, I know that trade was a lot to give up, but I could see a back-to-back champion. I don't know, Kier. I don't know if we have enough depth, because, again, when you do that, you create a lot of issues, a lot of problems as far as putting yourself in the second tax apron. But, again, I think the Lakers, in order for them to get to the point where they're a competitor there, they're going to have to put themselves into that upper echelon as far as spending is concerned. So you may be right. That might be the way to go. Cobra says Kurt Homelander is the second greatest villain ever. He is a great villain. I'll give you that, Cobra. I have watched The Boys all four seasons and Homelander is definitely been set up to be a really an outstanding character. So for my final four is UConn, Arizona, Houston, and Tennessee. I'm going to put UConn in the final game. I'm going to put them against Tennessee and UConn versus Tennessee. And how many total points? I'm going to say it's going to be 72-58. It's going to be relatively easy win. So you put that together. Let's say it's 130. Put about 130 points on that. So that is my picks right there. If you want to make your own brackets and you want to make your own picks, please head on over to the ESPN Men's Tournament Challenge. You could go ahead and join our group. Let me go ahead and submit it. I don't want to go ahead and lose my place. So, 60. What do you mean 62 out of 63 brackets picks made? I made all the picks, didn't I? Oh, there you go. Last pick. All right. Submit my bracket. And then I'm done. All right. That's it right there. And I have made my bracket right there, taking that off the screen. Truly appreciate it. It is Gerald Glassford. Thanks so much again for watching, listening. Truly appreciate it. So my pick to go all the way, I know, is very unexciting, but I do pick UConn to go all the way. I just think they've got a lot of talent. Klingler is a big body. And I think that because all the outside talent, they can shoot, they can score, and they can play D. So they're a really, really good team, So Kier says your starting five would be D'Lo, Cam, LeBron, AD, and Nikola, Zach, sixth man. Yeah, I don't think Zach LaVine would want to be moving anywhere just to be a sixth man, Kier. So he would probably have to be your starting shooting guard. And his defense and his availability, he's a very fragile human being, as you see in the numbers there. As far as I had an argument because somebody was very adamant that the Lakers should be, you know, it's like happened about 3 months ago. I was having a back and forth really strongly with somebody about Zach LaVine because he's really adamant about Zach LaVine. And I said, because Zach LaVine is not, he's just not available. He gets hurt all the time. Well, he played 77 games last year. Well, did you look at the previous years before that? It's an average, and an average totaled out to about 50-ish games or so. And sure enough, he got hurt thereafter, and I never heard a word from that individual again. So, you know, I'm getting him as our dynamic player. He can shoot from the outside, but he can't play defense. And the problem is our defense, especially on the perimeter, is part of one of our big main problems, is one of our bigger problems, I should say. We have many problems on this team, but that's one of our bigger problems. And if we went... if we went that route, it doesn't really solve the problem. And you tell me Vando would be the guy actually you traded Vando. So I don't know what options we have. And remember, Gabe Vincent, his trade value is low. So you have to give away all three of those first round picks that you're talking about. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Here's... again, that confidence with you is sky high, so I must compliment you on that. JSJ says, ain't gonna lie, I'm going for Oregon or Arizona. JSJ, put in a bracket, man. Worst comes to worst, you don't win. Like I'm probably not gonna win. All my picks are gonna probably blow up here in the first week. But you know, you just saw me click on the things. You might even get a prize from ESPN. Or, again, winner for in our group will get a LFB prize. If we get over 20, if we get over 20 entrants or more, I'll throw in a US LFB prize back, whether it's a shirt or a hat, your choice. So we'll see. It's up to you. Love to have you on there. Love to have everyone on there that's talking, that's out there. Again, if you know anybody else that loves to get into these brackets, send them on over to the Lakers Fast Break group. We'd love to have you a part of it. We'd love to have to go ahead and back and forth, and you guys can rub it in on me when my picks blow up this weekend. And, it's just a part of the fun. Just trying to create a community here that's going to have a lot of fun. So Kurt Affair says, JSJ, you can win an LFB prize and sell it to other Laker podcasts for a profit. If you did that, just let me know, because I would love to go ahead and say and tweet that out, Kurt Affair. If you could sell it and sell it for a profit. This is a item. This is a LFB shirt from an actual show that is a lot better than yours. I'd love for that to happen. That would be awesome. But Kiers is still on that. And you know what? I don't know, Kiers. Again, you're putting yourself into a lot of that second tax bracket. And you know, you seem fairly convinced that that's the kind of lineup you would roll out there. That would be a back-to-back champion, in your opinion. I'm not so sure of that, but again, I like your optimism. I compliment you on your optimism, because that's the thing that we need to have right now is optimism, because this season does not look like it's going to come out in our favor. So Kuro says he's making a YouTube video about how Yoda is badass, Gerald. You go, Kuro, you go. The Kurt Affair is getting 50 points a night on his own. Yeah. Kurt, again, Kiers has that optimism. I compliment on that. So that's the thing.
We're signaling the ref for a quick timeout, but we'll be back with more
of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. Hey, Lakers fans. Looking for the best place to go for up-to-date news, information, original videos, articles, podcasts, opinion pieces, and discussions about the Los Angeles Lakers? Well, look no further than LakerHolics.com. With a legion of followers always there talking about everything Lakers and the NBA, there's no better place to go to share your fandom as the team heads toward another championship run. So stop by and be part of the conversation today at LakerHolics.com. One last time before I head on out, I want to give you the update again for those who are just joining us. You got to see me fill out my bracket. Please join us. ESPN Tournament Challenge, Lakers Fast Break Group. Darvin Ham earlier today said, hey, Cam Reddish is back practicing and will be in the rotation or will be available to play on Friday night against the 76ers. But when it comes to Gabe Vincent and Jared Vanderbilt, they are still, as of this time, in individual workouts. They have not progressed to five-on-five contact drills. So at the very least, it would be, what, another week at the earliest for Gabe Vincent. I think Gabe Vincent's a little farther along than Jared Vanderbilt. But again, I think it's at least a week before we could talk about Gabe seriously being back. So Gabe and Vando back for the playoffs, game changer. I don't think Gabe is, personally. I mean, he's been gone. I mean, as Joe said, Intel, how much can you expect from somebody who's played six games all season? Seriously. And Vando, when he came back to the lineup after he was hurt the first time, was absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible for the first 2 weeks until the Lakers found out how to use him and you saw his confidence grow in there for the 2 weeks just before he got hurt again. So if he does come back, you've got to remember, play the tape, go back to those games. That last week to 10 days, he was really, really playing well. Him cutting underneath, him in the dunker spot, him in certain roles, don't have him stay outside, don't have him take shots outside, have him cut to the basket, have him be there for offensive rebounding. That's where he thrives best. Because he cannot shoot from the outside. I think it's pretty evident. And then obviously have him where you need him on one-on-one situations and make sure he is better for it. So Dante said Vando needs to be 90% or better, or it's not going to be a good for the Lakers. I mean, he's not going to be a big benefit for the Lakers if that's the case. And he's not at least 90% when he gets back out there on the court. But Kurt Affair says, cool, bro, get one of those fancy robots to do the script. AI, buddy. AI indeed. Today's Bad Batch. What did I tell you, cool, bro? What did I tell you? Sorry to tell you I was right, but it was right. Oh, you mean ChatGPT? Yes. There's Bing AI, ChatGPT. I know there's a whole bunch of AIs that could do it for you. Did I hear the Max Christie interview with Lamar Odom? No, I did not. I kind of try to avoid those. I think Joe and I do as well. I kind of like to go and cover the league when I listen to my podcast when I'm not listening to this one, which you know I have to anyways because I edit the shows. But I kind of like to listen to general NBA podcasts out there covering the league so I can stay up on the loop exactly what's going on in trends. So I can actually, what I do is I listen to all the reporters out there. They cover the game, find out what's going on, the trends. And if I do need to go back and look at footage, look at videos of games, I can go ahead and do that so I can make sure I'm providing you guys all the up and up on that. So Max Christie, again, $2.3 million buy as far as a restricted free agency, as far as the tender that the Lakers have to offer. So they'll be very tempted to go ahead no matter how good or bad his season has gone, whatever your evaluation of him is, $2.3 million to pick up or at least get the rights for restricted free agent rights for him. So, yeah, we'll see. Kurt Affair says, Odom gave some interesting advice on how to de-stress before games. He was the candy man, so I'm sure that he had a lot of other ways as well, as noted after his career. And I remember him, obviously finding him at that individual place where he got when he had the stroke or heart attack, whatever, I remember him being transferred over here to a local hospital here in Las Vegas. I was driving by when he was getting in there. He was going in there as far as, he was being rushed to that facility. It was a crazy time because there was all the press and all the reporters and fans that were out in front of the hospital as I drove by. And it was like, it was a wild scene then. It was a wild scene. Dante says, Gerald, when you linked up with Joe, did you all go to his cousin's restaurant? We had talked about it, but no, we went to Lucille's Barbecue. That was his place of choice. Lucille's actually here in Vegas. It's a chain restaurant. It's not a huge chain, but it is a chain. It is a restaurant chain. So I was familiar with it. I've had it a few times here in Vegas and also here in Henderson as well, a suburb of Las Vegas. So we did have there. It was very good. But no, we didn't. When I go back to see Joe, I'm hoping that I can go back and see the entire Lakers Fast Break crew this summer that's in LA or surrounding area. And so when I meet up with them, maybe that's one of the places I'll suggest, along with taking care of Knockout Pizza in Carlsbad, that Darren was asking us to do. So definitely looking forward to doing that. So yeah, LeBron got more pool than trash coaching staff saying I'm 40-year-old, need to play D and help. Yeah, so you saw the footage today from UCLA Health Center with LeBron pointing out some defense to the coaching staff. I'm just going to put it there, Dante. I'm just going to put it there. You can watch the footage. It's there. Him talking about certain defensive sets and alignments and being very, very forceful with the coaching staff. And, Joe's on the record and I'm on the record as far as his defense overall. And because he can't play defense the way you and I want him to play defense at 40 years old anymore and expect him to do much on the offensive end. So it is what it is. Kubro says Lucille's my friend. Maverick is going there when he goes to LV. Oh, okay. That's good. That's good. Kubro, was it just me, Gerald, or did you think Seinfeld was born too? I wish I was a Seinfeld fan, but I'm not. Actually, I like him better in stand-up. Seinfeld is much better in stand-up than the show was to me. It just wasn't my cup of tea. The 90s sitcoms that were famous, like Friends, Seinfeld, I just never really got into for some reason. It's just never connected with me. Sitcoms take a lot to connect with me. I'm just not a great sitcom guy as far as thinking they're great because of standard laugh tracks and things of that nature. I'm not big on sitcoms because I just don't. It's very hard for them to create something funny for me in a broadcast television format because of so many limitations as far as what you can say, what you can do in a broadcast format. Kier says if LeBron teamed up with Kobe back in 2010, how many rings would they have won? That's a good question, Kier, because you got to figure Kobe. He was starting to decline a little bit, but still he was at a very good, like LeBron is right now, still at a very good high level of play. I want to say they got together in 2010 after they won the championship. I want to say at least one more, if not two more. I'll be conservative on that. I don't want to put too many eggs in my basket there as far as saying, oh yeah, three, four, whatnot. Because it all depends on the players that they would put around them. If they didn't put good players around them at that point in time, they, you know, obviously the team would be very reliant on just two players. That's at any point in any age, you've seen that's hard to do of basketball. I did not like I'll say Mork and Mindy was all right. Alf. Perfect Strangers, I watched a little bit. Superstore is probably the funniest sitcom to me of the past 10 or so years. I probably say I think Superstore is very highly underrated as far as a broadcast television sitcom. But then again, The Bear as a show, as a sitcom per se, is much better than a lot of the sitcoms out there because it can do so much more because it is allowed to do so much more, and I'll leave it at that. But it is Gerald Glassford. Thanks so much again for watching, listening. Truly appreciate it. Don't forget tomorrow, it is John Costa at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time, as far as, 2:30 p.m. Pacific time, if I can get that right, 2:30 p.m. Pacific time. It's already programmed. It's already scheduled. It's right there on the Facebook. It's right there on the YouTube. 2:30 p.m. Pacific time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. So go ahead and check him out. He really works hard on what he does. He prepares a lot, and I really am thankful and blessed that he takes time out of his week to go ahead and stop by and talk to our audience, because he really, really enjoys them. I've talked to him off the screen, and he has conveyed so much gratitude to the reception that he's gotten from you out there, and the fact that he enjoys, whether he's on the Lakers post games with us, or whether he's doing the solo shows himself or with a guest, he is so thankful and blessed to be a part of what we're doing here at the LFB. And that's all because of you guys out there. So truly appreciate it. Bloodhound says, curb your enthusiasm. I'm not going off the deep end like Joe did in regards to you can't stand the voices and all that stuff. I think it's okay. I think it's okay. Curb your enthusiasm. Okay. Kuro says, real comedy is Dumb and Dumber or the song At a Medium Pace. Okay. Yeah. I would agree with you, Bloodhound. I'm more in that room. I think, who was it? Who directed The Hangover? Because he just directed The Joker as well. Todd. Let me look that up. Hold on. Because the reason why I'm saying is Todd Phillips. Yes, Todd Phillips. He has said he will probably never do a comedy again. And he's the guy that did the Hangover movies, because of the way and political correctness and things of that nature will not allow him to do the things in 2024 that he did in 2009 and earlier. So definitely think that mindset is right. Although, again, shows like The Bear are really funny and really good, really well written. And I think that's the case. GSJ, yes, The Joker is great. If you had had a chance to watch or listen to my Pop Culture Cosmos shows and reviews that time, we thought it was outstanding. And looking forward to The Joker 2 whenever they decide, Warner Brothers, to put that out there. I don't know. It seems they just delayed, a few things. So we'll see what happens indeed. Cool Bro says, what is your favorite superhero show? His is The Boys. You know what, Cool Bro? You're watching The Boys. Your parents are just like, I don't know. They want you to watch The Boys, or if they allow you to watch The Boys, that's it. Although it is a great superhero show, I cannot dispute you on that. So, but it is, yeah, Kurt Bear is great. Jeremy Allen White, he's a budding superstar. I absolutely think that he's got it. I know he was the played Kerry Von Erich in The Iron Claw, and I think The Iron Claw was good. If you're not a wrestling fan, you'll like it more than a wrestling fan does about The Iron Claw, but I still thought his performance was pretty good. So yeah, we'll leave it at that. Kind of want to see Breaking Bad. Is it good, Gerald? I'm not going to comment because it deals with a lot of mature stuff, Cool Bro, that you shouldn't be seeing. But it has won a lot of Emmy Awards, and it's considered one of the best shows of the century for a reason. And I'll leave it at that. The Bear brought in some great, season 2. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, J.E. Yeah, definitely. Again, Cobra Kai cures spot on. I don't know. I probably are more newer to this show, but if you've seen me wear Cobra Kai shirts, you understand. It's so weird, Kierce, because I am in my 50s. I was around when the Karate Kids movies were out in the theaters. I couldn't stand them. They were corny. They were just, to me, just really just bad. And even the ones in the 90s. But Cobra Kai came out. I really loved what they did to go ahead and change that all around and made it something, to me, very watchable. And absolutely has been one of my favorite shows the past 10 years. Absolutely. I'm so sad that this is going to be the final season of Cobra Kai on Netflix. I do not know why Netflix has canceled it after the season, ended it after the season, but I think it's absolutely crazy because I still thought they have more to go. I know that they're doing a Karate Kid movie, incorporating some of the 90s, the movie stuff even more with some of the 90s stuff, and bring back Jackie Chan and some of the stuff that they're going on there. So we'll see how they continue that on. But yeah, absolutely love Cobra Kai as well. Highly recommend it. If you haven't seen it on Netflix, it's right there available for you. I was watching it when it was on YouTube to give you an idea. So it is Gerald Glassford. Thanks again. Great conversations with you guys today. You got my picks for the Final Four and who's going to win the NCAA tournament. Go ahead and join our NCAA March Madness Tourney Challenge on ESPN.com. We're in the Lakers Fast Break group. One last time, I know because there's only a few hours left that you can go ahead and enter. If you get a chance, please do so. Again, if we get over 20 entries, I will go ahead and throw in a shirt or a hat, LFB shirt or LFB hat for the winner on that. So looking forward to seeing all your picks and all where you guys go. And, you know, again, if you guys are way ahead of me by the end of the first weekend, I won't blame you a bit. So it is Gerald Glassford. Thanks so much again for joining us. Truly appreciate it. Kier says you should check out the TV show on my block. Okay. Definitely would love to send me the info on that. Lakers Fast Break at yahoo.com. You can always send me the email on that. I'll always try to give it a watch as well. So Kubro says my friend Maverick's parents won't let him watch even PG-13 movies. Okay. If he's the same age as you, cool bro, then that's okay. All right. Kurt Affair says, even if you don't follow college basketball, do a bracket for fun. Absolutely, Kurt. Absolutely. Again, if you can, please join us. ESPN.com/tourney challenge. And go to the Lakers Fast Break group. And there you go. Love to have you aboard. Love to hear your thoughts. Even if you just pick chalk, probably not going to be too far off. And remember, no one's ever been perfect. A couple of people have gotten close, but no one's ever been perfect. So go ahead and join us. And again, if we get over 20 entries, throw in an LFB hat or shirt, your choice for the winner. So looking forward to seeing your picks. Looking forward to seeing if you'll join us. Again, tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. Pacific, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, it's John Costa. His version of Clutch Talk and Lakers Corner is tomorrow. Again, Cam Reddish coming back on Friday. Jared Vanderbilt and Gabe Vincent still out as the Lakers on Friday play Philadelphia. Of course, we'll be back for all the good stuff on Friday night, talking about the game, post-game, all that good stuff. Of course, Lakers nightcap with Joe Sorrow. Mr. Sweepyhead himself, poor baby, sleeping. Well, hopefully he'll wake up for tomorrow or by Friday, so we can go ahead and be a part of what we're doing here at the Lakers Fast Break. Truly appreciate everyone joining us. Once again, it is Gerald Glassford. Thanks again for watching, listening. I cannot thank you enough for being a part of what we do here each and every time out. So go ahead and make sure you like, share, subscribe, follow, or do whatever it is you can to support us, as always, right here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast.